Well, the ancient world had its seven wonders, and we have our own wonders in Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. And Gary Knowles and several people kind of got together and decided to come up with a campaign to name the wonders of Wisconsin, to sort of piggyback to the new Seven Wonders campaign that was launched in 2000. And so we've asked him back because we talked with him a couple times on the show about the contest itself. I know that many of you participated. You may have voted. I went on and I voted. I've got online and voted for my ideas about the wonders of Wisconsin. We're here to talk with him about the contest and to reveal those winners and talk some more about it. And certainly, as we visit with him and you would like to join in, maybe you wonder about a particular spot, or maybe you've got another suggestion, or maybe just a question, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890, 263-1890. Gary Knowles, travel writer, travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and really the driving force behind this. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Larry. And, you know, I've got to say, this has been an incredible dead heat run all the way from the time it started. And I want to thank you especially, because so many people in all corners of Wisconsin have voted. I got to say, they've got their friends to vote. We got votes from as far away as England and, California. I guess California might be farther away than England if you think about it. But we've gotten votes from people who are fans of Wisconsin who have written in, and their comments were just incredible. People said things like, I used to be from Wisconsin, and voting in this reminds me of all the great places I used to go, and now I want to come back and see places again. So many people said, I didn't know Wisconsin had so many wonders, and that was probably the most common comment. But so many positive comments, and you know, you'd expect that in Wisconsin because we do have the incredible wonders here. So thank you for all the help you've been, and thanks to everybody out there listening. I know a lot of the people listening went in and voted because a number of people mentioned heard you on Larry Mueller's show, and you know, so this is probably the best heard program all over the state. And, it's really been fun.
Well, you know, and as I look through the tallies of this, and we'll probably go back to the beginning, but one of the things I did want to mention is that there are people were careful about their voting, and I could tell that because there were many times where a person didn't vote in a particular category, and that just told me, well, they didn't feel comfortable putting a vote in. They didn't know enough of the places to vote, and that told me people took it seriously.
Yeah, and you know, that was one thing we intentionally put in was a line, you know, essentially for none of the above, not voting in this category, because we didn't want people to feel they had the vote and just pick something if they didn't know anything, so that we felt in the end that'll give us a much more valuable, credible kind of a result. You know, I hate to say it, but I know, you know, people go to the elections and, you know, there are candidates running in some of the smaller offices, but, you know, in some of the elections where they haven't paid attention, and people pick one just to pick one. And, you know, that's not what we wanted. So you're right. We got a number of categories where we had, 30-20% of the votes were not for any of them. But that's great. And I really am happy for the people who said, I just don't know enough to vote for these people.
Absolutely. Know? Well, how did it get started? Go back through this again for who don't know.
Yeah, I'll try to do it quickly because last winter around the holidays, Mary Bergeen from the Capital Times, who's a syndicated writer, author of the Sidetracked in Wisconsin book, and syndicated columnist of Roads Traveled. And Betty Stark, another syndicated travel writer, and I got together over a glass of wine and talked about just, you know, the greatness of Wisconsin. And the topic came up of the wonders of the world and the fact that there is this new search on for the new wonders of the world. And among us, we decided, well, Wisconsin has got plenty of wonders of its own. And so it kind of spilled over into the next day where through emails we were exchanging wonders of Wisconsin ideas. And then I said, well, look, let's take this a step farther. And in the Shepherd Express, we ran a column that said, we're going to seek the wonders of Wisconsin, so send in your nominees. And we put together a little committee of other travel writers and kind of experts from Wisconsin, including a real expert, Martin Hance, who's an author. We had Dan Small, who is a kind of an outdoor author and expert. We got the First Lady of Wisconsin, of course, Jessica Doyle, whose column I know everybody reads. Her Where's Jessica column. I got Jerry Hoffman from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism to be on our committee. And I think I mentioned everybody, but I want to make sure I did. Yeah, so we got it. We got all these people together, and we took the nominees that people had sent in, which were over 600 of them, and put them into 21 categories, 244 nominees, and then put the poll up on the website, wondersofwisconsin.com, and gave people about 6 weeks to vote for them. Mm-hmm. And we wound up with 5,917 hits, which is visits to the site. And out of those, 3,472 people, individual voters, cast votes. So that's a pretty good tally, I'd say, of people. And certainly many more than who compiled the very first Wonders of the World list. It was one guy, right? Herodotus, as I understand it. So this is a much more democratic system we have here.
Well, I tell you what, Nick in Green Bay has a question or comment. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a dumb question. I live in Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay area.
Yeah, hi, Nick.
And my wife thought it'd be a great idea to get me a metal detector because I gained a few pounds over the winter and stuff. And she knows I like the outdoors, but I just can't seem to find any place where I can actually find something to enjoy the outdoors. Any suggestions?
So you're looking for a place to just enjoy the outdoors with your metal detector?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Bay Beach Amusement Park.
Yeah.
And I found only one real interesting thing, and that was Vietnam from the 1800s, but I haven't really been able to find anything that was of any value.
I hope I'm not breaking any state laws by suggesting this, but what I would suggest you do is I'd go head over to Point Beach State Park. Over in just north of Manitowoc, north of Two Rivers over there. You know, it's a little point of land that juts out into Lake Michigan, not too far from Green Bay. And it's supposedly an area where lots of stuff from ships that have been wrecked off the coast out there, and there have been quite a few of them, stuff still kind of floats up, and they discover things every year after big storms. They kind of find stuff in the sand there. So even if you don't have a metal detector, it's a neat area to walk because it's about a 6-mile sandy beach, really beautiful. And you might check at the gate when you go in and tell them you've got a metal detector, and they may turn you around and go the other way. But neat place to go. And at least that'd be one place to try.
That'd be a great idea. And in that situation, because the waves, you could do that more than one time because change every month, perhaps.
Well, they say after every storm, they've got stuff that washes up there. And, you know, one thing that washes up is little pieces of pine trees. And they say that some of those are the pieces of the pine trees that are on the bottom out there on the Rouse Simmons, known as the Christmas tree ship, which sunk off in that area at the turn of the century.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, very cool. So good luck to you, Nick, and thanks very much for calling. You can join in, too, with your own question or comment as we visit with Gary Knowles about the wonders of Wisconsin and the winning wonders of Wisconsin at 1-800-642-1234. Or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions or comments. We'd love to have you on the air. Well, let's talk about some of the various categories. And it was tough to distinguish. You know,
it was.
That coming up with the categories themselves had to be difficult, was a difficult thing.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we split our decision, and this is sort of a group decision, to split off natural wonders, which are things like, we can say that the Creator created them, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, the big lakes, the rivers, and things like that, from things that human beings have obviously done. Now, if you look at the original seven wonders, I think they are all created by the hands of humans.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided that there are some things that we have the good fortune to live near that are wonders in themselves. So we created two-category initial voting area. So we have natural wonders and then human-created wonders. And in the natural wonders category, we said, well, let's sort of split it out a little bit so we do it by size. And because there are some that are so big that you can't really kind of just stand there and look at them, but, you know, you sort of have to take it in as a big process. And that would include things like, the Kettle Moraine, the Wisconsin River, the Great Lakes, Michigan and Superior, and
the Shawamigan Forest.
The Shawamigan Forest, for sure, and a lot of others that were like that, too, that were really huge. And in that category, the number three contender was the Wisconsin Dells. The number two winner was the Great Lakes, Michigan and Superior. And number one, the very, very most wonderful of them all, the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore up in northern peninsula, the Bayfield Peninsula up there in the top of Wisconsin. And 25% of the people voting chose that. And so we salute the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, and I don't think there's anybody that's ever been there that would ever dispute that it's a wonder of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Bob in Woodruff is online. Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
good.
Bob.
Hey, that fellow that was calling about the metal detectors, I just happened to know from snowmobile experience, those snowmobile trails, it seems like especially after they cross roads would be a good place to go up and down. Things fall out of pockets and off of snowmobiles like you can't believe.
That, you know, I never think of that, but that's it's an interesting observation for sure.
Thanks for calling, Bob. I appreciate that. Well, that's not a bad idea.
Probably by the same token, then, Larry, you might want to follow where the motorcycle rides have gone. Huh?
And I, and just as a, sort of an aside, I have a scuba diving friend, and in he likes to dive around bridges a lot. Because people throw things.
That's true.
And he's found a revolver that he had to turn into
guns, right?
turn into the police. But he's found a lot of kind of neat things just from scuba diving around bridges.
Probably engagement rings, too, I imagine.
Maybe. Who knows? Gary Knowles, our guest today. And we're visiting with him about the winning wonders of Wisconsin. We just talked about one of the winning wonders, the massive natural wonders winner. But we've got a lot more, and we'll be visiting with him after a look at the news here on the Ideas Net. Talking about the Wonders of Wisconsin contest and revealing winners today with Gary Knowles of Madison. Gary's a travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and kind of the driving force behind the quest to determine the best wonders of Wisconsin. And certainly, if you have a question for Gary about the contest, or maybe you've got your own ideas about who should win and who shouldn't, and questions of that sort, we'd certainly welcome you at 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and with your comments, and we'd be glad to get you on the air. And we talked about the massive natural wonders of Wisconsin, and the Apostle Islands one out there, the Great Lakes kind of right next to them, and Wisconsin Dells not too far behind. Then we had the Wisconsin River, the Kettle Moraine. So there were a lot of entries in that particular area. What about the natural wonders, those big ones that we can actually see? What is it?
Kind of standing in one spot. Yeah,
or in a few hours you can get through the
sure.
thing.
Well, we'll run through those, too. Kind of coming in third on that was Granddad Bluff with 12% over in La Crosse, of course, the pretty hills over in that area. And then coming in second were the Caves of the Apostle Islands. Mm-hmm. People like caves, and for some reason the caves came in real good. Matter of fact, the number one winner in that category, the Cave of the Mounds and Blue Mounds, which is, I believe, also a national geological site, I believe, as well. But the Cave of the Mounds came in with 20.91% of the people, and it is now one of the wonders of Wisconsin, officially. And so in case you were wondering, it is.
Well,
and it's a good one.
And there were some others, like Whitefish Dunes got a lot of votes in Door County.
Yeah, Whitefish Dunes came in with about 11.8%. Big Manitou Falls up in Patterson Park, that's really one of the neatest waterfalls anywhere. That came in with 8.35%. Cave Point came in at around 7%. And the Cathedral of Pines at Lakewood came in with 3.63%. Morgan Falls, St. Peter's Dome, 2.33%. Tim's Hill, 2.3%. And the waterfalls near Saxon, Wisconsin, 2.3%. So, but to the Cave of the Mounds, you know, there it. And it is a neat place. And
you know, I haven't been there in a long time. I've visited it, and it's close by from Madison.
It is. It's about, you know, actually with the highway improvement, almost less than 30 minutes. Now you just shoot right out there. And then when you're out there, right next door to it, not showing up on the poll here, but it probably ought to have. Little Norway is right out there. Nice little historic site, and the Valley of the Trolls, as they call it.
a great place to visit, that's for sure, both of those places.
And, you know, Larry, and one thing I should probably mention, again, I know we've said it before, but I want to say it again, is that what the committee really wanted to convey was, you know, we're going to choose wonders, and that's great. We'll name the wonders and the people's choices. But really, Wisconsin is loaded with wonders, and all of these places are worth a visit and worth seeing. And that's the whole point of this whole exercise, is to kind of start a discussion about, well, what are the wonders of Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. And this poll and these results, we really don't see it as the end, but this is the beginning, you know, and we invite people to continue to express their thoughts about, you know, what are the wonders of the state. I know people are coming up with new stuff all the time out there and saying, oh, what about this and what about that? So we're hoping that people really look to this as being the kickoff of a kind of continuing Wisconsin dialogue about, well, what are those wonders out there?
I imagine the Wisconsin Tourism Division was happy with you guys.
Well, I think so. Jerry Huffman was a big help in this. And he and, of course, the First Lady, Jessica Doyle, were really good about coming up with ideas and things and suggesting things that we had overlooked or people hadn't nominated. And so, you know, hopefully this gets people out in every nook and cranny of the state looking for more wonders, you know. And the guy with the metal detector might find a couple, too.
Yeah, and you know, and there are, as I looked at the list, there were places, and, you know, I've lived here pretty much my whole life, been away a little bit here and there, but there are a lot of places on here that I have yet to visit, so...
Well, that's good. Well, you've got your work cut out for you, and that's kind of the thrust of the article that'll appear tomorrow in the Shepherd Express, too, is what we've done is we've taken the winning wonders and kind of put them together in some suggested getaways that, you know, if you want to take a drive and you want to go up north, you know, don't miss this and that. And of course, we'll talk about the winners, but there's some, you know, second, third, and fourth places in there that are really great places to stop and see, too. So if you get a chance, pick up a copy of the free newspaper, and the Shepherd Express is available all throughout Metro Milwaukee area. And the story will be online as well at the Shepherd Express website, so people can check it out there.
Well, we have some more that we need to go through here because I want to reveal these winners.
Oh, you want to reveal them all then?
Well,
okay.
at least a few more.
Okay, sure.
Let's take a look at let's see, human created wonders. Let's skip to human created wonders.
Okay, the human created wonders. The first category we have is attractions, and in this category, I mean, these are the human made. I want to say man made, man and woman made attractions that people really like to go see. And finishing third in this category, we'll work our way back up. With 9% was the Alda Leopold Shack up near Portage. Mm-hmm. And that whole new center up there is really neat. They've opened that one up. The Pabst Mansion came in at 11.2% in Milwaukee. And the winner in this category, probably to not many people's surprise, I'd bet, is the House on the Rock over near Dodgeville. And the Alex Jordan created House on the Rock with the Infinity Room and the world's largest carousel and the collection of dolls. the thing that amazes me, Larry, when I tell people about the House on the Rock, if people have seen it, they're wild and ecstatic about it, or my God, you know, I've never seen anything like that. Or if you've never been there, they say, everybody tells me I should go there, and you really should. I mean, you know, you may like it, you know, and most people do, obviously. It's a wonder of Wisconsin. some people are just kind of overwhelmed by it because it really has
so
much.
It's so large.
It is. And it can take you 3 hours to get through the whole place. You know, it's more than a house. It's a house, but it's a collection of collections as well. And, you know, they have what I call the Mephisto room there. You know, that's the room with the organs hanging from the ceiling. And, you know, and it's... You got to see the House on the Rock if you've never been there.
Gary Knowles, our guest, as we talk about the wonders of Wisconsin. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. I can't remember who I voted for in that. I was a little torn. I'm a charter member of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And
yeah.
So I thought about that a little bit, but I...
Well, they came in a couple more down there, but the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park also finished with 6%. The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, 4.72%. And then closely behind the Waswaganing Ojibwe Village and Lac des Flambeaux, the recreated Ojibwe settlement there, Yerkes Observatory, the Building for Kids in Appleton, Tallman House in Janesville, the Milton House in Milton, and St. John's Mine in Potosi was even on there. So all of these places got votes and were considered a wonder of Wisconsin by a lot of people.
Now, the St. John's Mine in Potosi, I have not visited that. Could you tell me anything about that?
Yeah, it's probably one of the earliest. Well, they found evidence there, I believe, of settlement even before the lead miners got in there. It's a lead mine, and you can go in and see what some of Wisconsin's early miners did down in that area, and they've got it set up. So it's a kind of a neat little tour of a lead mine. But they found evidence there, as I understand it, of human civilization going back thousands and thousands of years as well. But it's really a little lead mine set up. And somebody was saying that over in Potosi, I don't know if it was in that mine or not, but it might have been Wisconsin's first beer cave. So you may want to explore it for that reason, you know. And you know, the Potosi area is way down the southwest corner of Wisconsin, and well worth a trip if you're down that way. Be sure to stop in.
They make some beer. Good old
they
Potosi.
Sure do. They sure do. You want to move on to the next category?
Well, let's go to Mark in Madison.
Oh, okay,
first.
Great.
Mark, go
great.
Ahead.
Thank you. I was very much considering a person-made structure being Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay, Wisconsin, built by the University of Chicago in the 1920s. Unfortunately, quite a bit of land around there has recently been sold off, but the structure itself, the large dome structure and several ancillary structures, are still extremely well-preserved. And for some time, it held the world record as being, I think, the largest refracting telescope.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, that the telescope they have in there was built for the Columbian Exposition in Chicago, and was, I don't believe it ever was operating in Chicago. I think it was brought in down there, but then later moved up to Williams Bay, on Lake Geneva, where they set it up. And as I understand it, one of the famous scientists who actually studied and used that telescope was Carl Hubble. Walter Hubble, for whom the Hubble telescope out in outer space is now named.
That's right. Well, thank you very kindly, and I look forward to announcing the website as well a few more times.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, our website, of course, is wondersofwisconsin.com. Just head on over, and I should probably mention, Larry, people can sign up if they want to be part of this ongoing process of talking about and discovering wonders. We have the new newsletter that's coming up. It's called Oh Wowie, and it stands for All Wonders of the World Electronic Newsletter, Oh Wowie. And if you want to get the free newsletter, just go to the website. There's a place on there where you can sign up, and all you have to do is just enter your email address, and it's free. We'll be glad to add you to the whole discussion list, and we'll be asking special guest commentators from time to time, too, to come in with their wonders, and maybe we can even ask Larry to come up with some, too. So we'll be featuring people from all over the state, and maybe you, too. So.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, Mark. Appreciate it. And Mike in Racine, it's your turn next. Hi, Mike.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
Just calling up one of my favorite spots in Wisconsin I stumbled across, out in Eagle, Old World, Wisconsin. which is not just a building, but a collection of, I mean, I think it's almost 70 buildings they have out there with, you know, interpreters in the buildings just doing some amazing things every day out there, 7 days a week.
Yeah, Old World is really a neat and one of the finest of Wisconsin's historic sites that are owned and operated by the state. I'm just looking for my list here. And
it's on here somewhere.
Yeah, it is on here, and I can tell you where it finished. We have 21 categories, so I'm flipping through them all here. But let's see.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Historic sites.
Here we both are looking through this.
Yeah, I know. It's on here. And I can tell you which one won in that category. Well, here it is. I've got it. In that category, actually, Old World came in second with 18.69% of the vote. Third in that category was the Madeline Island Museum in La Pointe, and the very first number one wonder of Wisconsin chosen by the people, Circus World Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin, with 25.52% of the vote, number one historic site in the state. And people love the historic sites, and with good reason, you know. And, you know, certainly they're all well worth a visit. You go out there and get a real sense of preserving Wisconsin's past and our heritage. And so, Old World is a great place to go.
Thank you, gentlemen, and good luck with the show.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much for calling. And what's the website again, Gary, for people to get on and get your...
The website is wondersofwisconsin.com, all spelled out pretty much as it sounds, wondersofwisconsin.com. On there you can sign up for the free newsletter, Oh Wowie. And at this point, the voting is done for the wonders, but we probably will be running other little votes as time goes on, too, so that if people want to come back in, we'll probably parse this up a bit more, and they'll be able to vote. One of the categories we weren't able to get in that I really would like to do is people have favorite architects, favorite humans, you know, favorite animals of Wisconsin. So we'll be doing little contests for all of those as time goes on.
Oh, that's great. And there was, you know, I like to eat out.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one area that you had that was kind of fun. Restaurants, cafes, and eateries.
Eateries, that's right.
And mostly, I think the those that were mentioned were higher end. Well, not all of them.
Some aren't. I mean, you know, this is an area where we probably could have split it up even more, and you know, because we could have had high end eateries, gourmet, and you know, street food and things like that. As it is, the number three winner in this is one that I guess I would consider high end and well worth going to, the Old Rittenhouse Inn in Bayfield, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes, I've eaten there many times.
You know, you got to go there having that eaten 2 or 3 days before, because they the meals are huge and they're really wonderful. But then another good one, of course, and, you know, here's where we get our diversity. State Street Brats came in at number two.
Oh.
They got about one more vote than the Old Rittenhouse. So they were really close, 5.85 to 5.88%. You know, very close to each other. And then the winner, of course, probably isn't a surprise either. Carl Roch's restaurant over in Milwaukee, that fine German food over there, historically one of Wisconsin's great restaurants. The people really voted for it. The neat thing here, of course, is that we had lots of candidates, and it was really close. I mean, you know, others that did really well, the Courthouse Pub in Manitowoc finished just a few votes behind the Old Rittenhouse, and then coming in pretty close to all of those, one of my favorites not far from Madison, the Dining Room at 209 Main in Monticello, and L'Etoile, of course, in Madison finished very high there. Jimmy's Del Bar, a perennial favorite in Wisconsin Dells, came in well. The Delta Diner. Have you been to the Delta Diner?
No.
It's a brand new created, but a wonderful little diner up in Delta, which is just a little south of Iron River up in the Cable area. And so if you get up north, if you're going up to see the Apostle Islands, you can kind of swing over and see that.
Now, what kind of food is that? The Delta?
It's diner food. I mean, the food that I had there was a kind of a barbecue, a pork barbecue with mashed potatoes, and served in the middle of the barbecue was coleslaw, Philadelphia style, as they said, and they got to have it that way. But everybody that was eating there just loved it. And as a matter of fact, on a May Saturday afternoon, there was a line outside of people waiting to get in and eat because it's so popular. So the Delta Diner does really well. Piggies in La Crosse came in very well.
Mm-hmm.
The Immigrant Room in Kohler, of course. Now, you can talk about your high-end. That's really high-end and really good food. Lombardi's up in Appleton, a great steakhouse, you know, finished very well. The Washington Hotel restaurant up on Washington Island did well.
A lot of them. And I'm sure the owner of State Street Brats is going to get a big kick out of the fact that he beat L'Etoile out.
That's right.
What are you going to do, by the way, with are you going to in some categories, there may not be really an individual to contact about this as the winner. Are you going to try and do some of that, though, or not?
Yeah, we're going to try to give a certificate, at least, to somebody who represents these areas. Now, for the Lake Superior in Michigan, I guess I got to talk to somebody at the DNR. I don't know. We want to give a certificate to each of the winners for sure. And, you know, so in some categories, though, it'll be interesting trying to find who that might be. But for most of them, we'll find somebody, I'm sure. And either I or one of the other committee members will probably get out and do some kind of a reward ceremony. At one point, we were talking about, you know, next month, May is National Tourism Week and month, mm-hmm. traditionally. At one point, we were talking about maybe inviting people from each of the winners to come down and doing a little presentation at the Capitol building or something, you know.
That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of fun, yeah. So we could have... who do you think ought to represent Superior, though, or, you know, the Lake Michigan, you know? Do you have anybody that you have in mind? I could use some help there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what you'd do about that. You might have to go with a legislator or something.
Yeah, well, there'd probably be no shortage of them, I imagine, willing to step up, right?
Who'd want to participate in that?
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, there's so many. How many were there total? There were 20?
We had 21 categories and 244 nominees. So we'd have 21, hopefully at least 21 representatives come down. You know, one of the interesting categories, one of my favorite categories was the human-created wonders, rides, boats, and conveyances.
Now, what number was that?
That was number 21.
Oh, okay.
Number 21. And we had everything in there from trolleys to the wind sled up in Madeline Island to the steam train to various cruise ships. And coming in very high in this one, let's see here, I got to get this right, was the favorite that everybody has done and loves, the Upper Dells Boat Tours in the Wisconsin Dells.
Those are fun.
You know, it's just one of those experiences that's really quintessential Wisconsin. And then also the SS Badger, Lake Michigan Car Ferry, finished second in that category and with 10.7% of the vote. And winning it really is the number one wildlife species in Wisconsin, the wild Wisconsin ducks from the Wisconsin Dells, the amphibious vehicles, of course, that they used as landing craft in World War II. I mean, to me, this really kind of conveys the tradition and the sense of humor that people in Wisconsin have, you know? I mean, because we love the ducks. We really do. And Wisconsin Dells, of course, probably has brought more attention to the state of Wisconsin than any other individual, property. And so it's only fitting, I guess, that they'd be the wonder of Wisconsin chosen in that category.
I like riding the ducks. I've had a lot of fun. Oh,
I do too. You know, and they, you know, they, of course, if you get on the right one, they've always got a driver who's got puns and jokes and groaners, you know, but it's a lot of fun, especially, you know, you come charging down the hill and splash into the water. And I think it's great because, you know, the guys that don't know all sit up front and then they get a little wet, you know.
Well, now, listen, are in tomorrow's edition of the Shepherd Express, are you going to have all the winners?
Well, the first place winners are all in there. There's a lot of second place winners mentioned. I haven't seen the actual final layout of the story. I was hoping we could have at least the first 1, 2, 3 in there. And if they're not in there, we're going to try to list everybody and how they finished at the website, wondersofwisconsin.com, so that they'll be in that one as well. And we want everybody that was nominated to know where they finished and how it wound up. And like I said, we're going to be choosing more winners over time. So if you weren't a wonder this year, Larry, you might be next year, you know. And, but anyway, this has been just a lot of fun. And I really, you know, have to thank you for all the help you've been with it. And for all the listeners out there, too. They had great ideas. And, you know.
It was so fun.
It sure was. It sure was.
And again, go to wondersofwisconsin.com. And you can also get on your.
You can get the free newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the free newsletter is called Oh Wowie. And in Oh Wowie, we're going to, over time, hopefully hit all of the nominees, as well as places that haven't been nominated, and give people, of course, more details. And I'm hoping that eventually we'll be able to offer some deals and some discounts through the newsletter as well, so that maybe we'll feature a wonder of the month, and if you go there, you'll be able to find out about it.
Gary, thanks so much. Gary Knowles, travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express. And thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.